There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. 2 years ago, an historic accord was signed between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, which has since boosted cooperation in trade and relations between these nations. And yesterday, young representatives and leadership from these countries gathered in Washington to celebrate the second anniversary of the Abraham Accords. Titled Leaders of Tomorrow, the event was jointly led by the Tel Aviv-based Israelis organization and the Mamouna Association of Morocco. The meeting was held to determine how agreements conducted during the last 2 years have improved the lives for all in the region. Israel's founder and CEO Eyal Biram said not only have the accords changed the political landscape of the region, but have also uplifted the lives of Jews, Christians and Muslims through positive and encouraging interaction. A statement acknowledged by representatives from the Mamouna Association of Morocco and the United Arab Emirates Youth Council. Germany has announced that it will pay a further £1 billion next year to Holocaust survivors on the anniversary of a deal done 70 years ago for Jewish victims of Nazi persecution. The Claims Conference, the organization which handles claims on behalf of Jews who are victims of Nazi atrocities, has announced that a further £1.4 billion will be paid by Germany in 2023. This will then bring the total amount of compensation paid to over £70 billion. This year's payment also will include €12 million in emergency humanitarian payments to 8,500 Ukrainian Holocaust survivors and €170 million for a Holocaust hardship fund, from which thousands of Holocaust survivors from around the world will benefit. Lately, anti-Semitic activity has been prevalent in many universities worldwide, and in the United States, the University of Vermont has vehemently denied allegations that it encourages anti-Semitism following an investigation recently opened by the U.S. Department of Education. Jewish on Campus, a campus anti-Semitism watchdog group which lodged the complaint against the university, is a pro-Israel legal group that has also filed several federal discrimination complaints at other campuses. Other universities falling under federal anti-Semitism civil rights investigations since 2019 include the University of Southern California, Duke University, and the University of North Carolina, all of which are reported to be cooperating positively. News making news headlines elsewhere. While our lives and the world is becoming more digital, you could say by the day, as we communicate and do business online, and recently Israel was voted number one in the Digital Quality of Life Index. So what is digital quality of life? Well, it's identified through five factors: internet quality, e-government, e-infrastructure, internet affordability, and e-security. The report particularly noted Israel as having the most affordable internet service in the world, owing to its notably cheap mobile internet. Staying with Israeli success stories, the Technikon Israel Institute of Technology has been ranked the top institution in the field of artificial intelligence for the second year in a row. The Technikon is also building up its own artificial intelligence community for students and researchers to further collaborate with industries and academia. And last month, the Technikon, together with the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, announced a partnership agreement with IBM Research to fund research for the advancement of new artificial intelligence solutions in Israel. And as we do on Fridays, let's see what made headlines this week. For the first time, Israel hosts the 72nd annual meeting for the European region of the World Health Organization. Anti-Semitism made headlines this week as universities, schools and cities worldwide battle the scourge, which is reportedly on the increase. A research team from Tel Aviv University has discovered two antibodies which can neutralize COVID-19 to an extent that additional vaccinations may soon be unnecessary. Israeli startup companies celebrated 400 startup companies in New York, amounting to billions of dollars. And a joint agreement between Israel and Germany has been agreed to, which provides extra nursing care support to Holocaust survivors and an additional 14,000 survivors. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKellar. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.